What's the word on Main Street? I'm glad you asked. Sarah Pepworth here with a look ahead at the week's offerings in the visual and literary arts. Word, the Literary Arts Festival, is happening this weekend in Blue Hill. Today, you could zip over and catch the Poetry Crawl, which starts at 2:30. John Reinhardt, Annalise Giacomides, Ed Goh, Christian Barter, and Melissa Goodrum will be reading around Blue Hill. Check out wordfestival.org for the exact times and locations. Tonight, Colin Woodard and Alicia Anstead will take the stage, discussing Woodard's new book, Nations Apart: How Clashing Regional Cultures Shattered America. That's happening at 7 p.m. at the Blue Hill Congregational Church. Tomorrow, Word Festival will have you playing word games with Andrew Innes at the Congregational Church from 1 to 3 p.m. Then, over at the Bay School, you can watch the documentary Georgia O'Keeffe, The Brightness of Light. Afterwards, Roxana Robinson will offer insights and host Q&A. Robinson wrote a biography of O'Keeffe and is interviewed in the film. You can find the full schedule at wordfestival.org. Are you thinking that you have little kids and there isn't going to be anything at the WordFest for your family? How about a story walk? Blue Hill Heritage Trust and Blue Hill Public Library have collaborated to bring Fouque Tron's children's book, Cranky Makes a Friend, to the Murphy Trail, which is part of the Heart of Blue Hill Trail system. You can start the book behind the Congregational Church along an accessible trail. Word Art is at the Cynthia Winnings Gallery this weekend, 2 to 4 p.m. Artists includes Stu Kestenbaum, Marshall Brown, Lee Lato, Sandy Wiseman, and Christy Billings. Again, full schedule, wordfestival.org. Are you going to be in Ellsworth before October 30th? Stop by the Courthouse Gallery to see Lillian Day Thorpe's show, Half Light. Can't make it to the gallery? You can look at the work online at courthousegallery.com. Robert T. Kelly is going to talk about his soon-to-be-released thriller, Raven. A bit about the book. During the waning days of the Cold War and the dawning of the Internet, computer hacker Raven has been selling high-technology secrets to the Soviet Union and eluding capture by the FBI. Kelly spent 30 years in the technology industry building multiple companies before turning to writing. He'll be reading on Wednesday, October 29th, 5 o'clock, at the Jackson Memorial Library in Tenants Harbor. If you need more information, jacksonmemoriallibrary.org. Have you got a teen or a tween who likes to write and enjoys a scary story? They're invited to a writing workshop on, get this, two-sentence horror stories. They can write and share a super short scary story for a chance to win a prize. The workshop is Wednesday, October 29th, 3:30 to 4:30. You can register your kids at swhplibrary.org. Are you wondering where this idea comes from? If so, you're like me and missed the television series produced by the CW. It was inspired by the subreddit Two Sentence Horror. The series, Two Sentence Horror Stories, was designed to subvert classic horror tropes by centering on everyday people and diverse perspectives. Each episode opens with the first sentence of the two-sentence story that inspired it. The final sentence is not revealed until that episode's conclusion. BuzzFeed offered a few examples. First sentence, I decided to start killing off characters in the book I'm writing. Seems like a good way to spice up my autobiography. Here's another. For my third and final wish, I wished for my family to be happy. Then I started to fade away. Get your teen and tween working on theirs before the workshop on Wednesday at the Southwest Harbor Library. On to a much less scary event. Are you familiar with Jane Crozen's maps? I bet you've seen them, as some of her hand-drawn maps have graced cards, t-shirts, posters for decades. Did you know she was an author as well? A poet and a cook? Well, Jane Crozen is going to talk about her new cookbook, Culinary Landscapes, a world of delicious discoveries in a Maine mapmaker's kitchen. This talk is happening Thursday, October 30th, 7 p.m. at Blue Hill Public Library, bhpl.net, for more information about that local treasure from Penobscot. Speaking of local treasures, the theme music for this show is from Ross Gallagher, a bassist who grew up in East Blue Hill. He moved to New York City after high school, where he received a BFA from the New School for Jazz and Contemporary Music. He's gone on to work with a variety of artists, including Joe Henry, Andrew D'Angelo, Madeline Peyrou, Hooray for the Riff Raff, Paula Cole, and the Hogfish Opera Company. Infinite Blues is a cut from Neon Night. You can find Ross on Spotify. This has been Sarah Pebworth with What's the Word on Main Street?